Today is Reformation Sunday.
今天是宗教改革主日。
Where we remember the 16th century Reformation.
我们要纪念16世纪的宗教改革。
This is a tradition in which we have in the Bible Presbyterian Church.
这是笃信圣经长老会一贯的传统。
Which you will hardly find in many churches today.
我今天在许多教会已经不能找到这样的传统了。
Why remember the 16th century Reformation?
为什么要铭记16世纪的宗教改革呢？
It was not too long ago that I asked some youth,Do you know who is or who was Lee Kuan Yew?
在不久前，我问我们当中一些少年人，你知道李光耀先生是谁吗？
I purposely did not say Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. I say Lee Kuan Yew.
对不起，我只是问他们，你知道李光耀是谁吗？我特意的不提他是李光耀先生。
And guess what happened?
那你们猜猜发生什么事呢？
I was met with blank stares.
每个人都茫然的看住我。
They did not know who he was.
他们不认识李光耀。
And this to me was something that is very sad.
这对我来说是相当可悲的一件事。
Because it was not too long ago that he went away from us.
因为他刚刚在不久前才过世。
And it's not even a decade.
还不到十年。
And we have teenagers who do not even know who he was.
那我们却有少年人不认识他。
Well, I'm pretty sure very soon the schools will fill the gap.
那我相信很快的学校就会把这个纠正过来。
They would teach the history of Singapore.
相信他们会教导这些年轻人新加坡的历史。
How this tiny nation is built up.
这小小的一个国家如何被建立起来
？And what are the principles of the success of this nation？
而这国家的成功的原则在哪里
？The schools will make sure that our history is not forgotten。
学校会确保新加坡的历史不会被遗忘。
Because to forget the history of the nation would mean that。The next generation would forget the important principles which brings success and progress to the country.
因为遗忘一个国家的历史，就代表了下一代不知道这个国家的繁荣和它的成功的原则在哪里。
And so, this is the case with the church.
所以教会也一样。
Why must we remember the Reformation?
为什么要铭记宗教改革呢？
Because if we forget The Reformation, we are forgetting the good work which the Lord has done for us so that we now, in this present time, have a good biblical heritage.
因为如果我们忘记宗教改革，就是忘记神所做的大功，忘记我们现在为什么有这个好的属灵的遗产。
We will also forget how we ought to live as strangers and pilgrims on this earth.
我们也会忘记如何在世上做客旅、做寄居的人。
We will also forget what it means that we are no. We will also not understand that we are not friends with this world.
我们也会不能够明白我们如何不能够以这个社会去做朋友。
Because you will notice that the.Reformers of the 16th century Reformation, they were not friends of the world.
因为你会注意到16世纪的宗教改革家是跟世界不做朋友的。
In fact, many of them were rejected by the world. They were heavily persecuted for their faith.
事实上，他们很多是被那个当时的世界拒绝的，他们也因为他们的信仰被逼迫。
And yet,They stood firm on God's word.
但是他们在神的话语上却屹立不倒。
They burned with a fire for God.
他们为神有一颗很炙热的心。
They have this strong passion that the people of the world may know the truth.
他们有这颗热心，要当时的人来明白真理。
They have this very deep conviction that God's light must shine in the darkness of the world.
他们有这个很深的信念，就是神的光要照在当时非常黑暗的世界。
And yet, though they may have long been dead, yet their testimony continue to shine today.
是的, 他们已经去世很久了, 但是他们的见证今天依然存在。
For their testimony is a good one, their testimony is a pure one.
因为他们的见证是好的, 是纯洁的。
Their testimony follows after the saints of old who walk in faith.
他们的见证呢, 是根据, 旧时代的圣徒们, 旧时代的信徒们一样的。
And so, even though they are dead, yet they speak of.
所以他们虽然死了, 仍然说话。
Speak about what?
说些什么呢?
Speak about the truth.
说了真理。
So, and since this voice continues to sound forth today, we must hear, we must remember.
所以今天这把声音依然存在, 所以我们要聆听,
and their testimony is the same testimony as Abel of old.
他们的见证呢, 就好像旧时代的亚伯一样。
You look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4.
你来看希伯来书第十一章第四节。
And here in verse 4, the God's word says, By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
希伯来书十一章第四节，亚伯因着信，献祭以神比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信，仍旧说话。
Cain was very unhappy with Abel because of his good testimony.
该隐因着亚伯好的见证，非常的 不喜欢他。
He saw how God was very pleased with Abel because Abel followed exactly what God had commanded him.
该隐看到神如何喜悦亚伯，因为亚伯一心遵守神所命令的。
And when Abel offered up his sacrifice, he offered it in faith.
而且亚伯在献祭的时候是凭着信心这么做的。
And this can be seen in the type of offering which he offered unto God.
这我们可以看到他们所献的祭物, 所看, 在他们所献的祭物上看到。
Abel offered a blood sacrifice, which was exactly what God had commanded.
亚伯所献的祭是带血的, 这是神所命令的。
And this is therefore a demonstration of his faith.
这就显示, 彰显了他的信心。
But Cain offered the produce of the land, which was not what God had commanded.
该隐所献的却是地所生产的, 这不是神所要的。
And so therefore, Abel's sacrifice was accepted because it was a more excellent sacrifice.
因此亚伯的献祭呢,被神悦纳了, 因为那是更美好的献, 更美好的祭。
And Cain was very, very unhappy.
该隐非常的不开心。
And he thought that by murdering his brother, this testimony will be extinguished.
他认为, 他以为他把自己的弟弟谋杀了, 这个见证就没了。
Did this testimony die with Abel?
这个见证是否因着亚伯的过世而消失了呢?
No, God makes sure that he will continue to testify of this sacrifice.
没有, 神确保了他所做的见证能够持续。
So that till today we are reading about the faith of Abel.
因此到今天我们仍然能够读到亚伯的信心。
Yes, he is dead.
是的,他已经死了。
But the message of Abel continued to stand.
但是亚伯的信息仍然还是存在的。
And so it is also with the reformers, though they be dead, yet their testimony today continue to stand and must continue to stand.
同样的那些宗教改革家,他们也过世了,但是他们的见证还是依然存在的。
And our duty is to hear this testimony and to follow it.
我们的责任呢,就是要来听这个见证,并且来跟随它。
For this spirit which they possess is the same spirit as the prophets of old, which stood for the Lord.
因为这些改革家的精神呢,就像 旧约的那些先知的精神一样的。
We must hear and we must remember.
我们要来聆听并且来铭记。
And I like how the Chinese translation of the sermon title is rendered.
我非常喜欢中文如何翻译今天的正道的讲题。
The word used for remember is 铭记。
因为我们用铭记来翻译了英文字的那个 remember。
So this remembrance is not just remembering the facts. No, it's not just a remembrance in the mind, but it must be a deep-seated remembrance in the heart.
因为这样的铭记呢，指的不只是我们在脑海中记得，而是在心里的深处里深深的记得。
What this means is that you must truly imbibe in the same spirit of the reformers of old.
这意味着你能够跟宗教改革家的精神一样，你能够拥有跟宗教改革家的精神。
And so I hope that although we have this annual remembrance of the 16th century Reformation, it must never become something which we despise.
所以我希望我们每年在铭记这宗教改革的时候，它不会逐渐成为一个我们鄙视的东西。
But it must be something which we treasure in the heart.
反而是我们心里深深的会去珍惜它的。
For without these reformers,we will not even have God's word in our hands today.
因为倘若没有这些宗教改革家，今天我们手上就没有神的话语了。
We will not even have the pure gospel being presented and proclaimed to us.
我们也不会有这个非常纯洁的福音传给我们，宣讲给我们。
For in those days, the Roman Church had already become corrupt.
因为当时候的罗马教会呢，已经腐败了。
The Bible was hidden away from the people.
然后百姓不能够读到圣经。
And the priests, they misinterpreted the scriptures for their ill-gotten gains.
而这些修道士呢，就是因为要获得自己本身的势力，就误解了圣经。
No, religion was used in the days to enrich the pockets of the clergy.
而这些宗教人士呢，就利用了宗教来使自己囊中有钱。
And the false gospel was preached. And what was this false gospel?
这假的福音就被传开了。这假的福音是什么呢？
Oh, salvation is not by grace alone, by faith alone in Christ Jesus alone.
他们说救恩不是本乎恩，因着信的，不是通过基督，不是唯有通过基督的。
But you must do good works to work your way to heaven.
而是你要做一些好事，然后你才能够去到天堂。
And one of these bad practices, evil practices in those days was the purchasing of forgiveness tickets.
而当时的一个非常极大的恶行呢，就是这些宗教人是鼓励人们去买赎罪券。
In other words, you use money to purchase your forgiveness.
换句话说，你就是用金钱去购买你的罪能够被赎掉。
And especially the forgiveness of your loved ones who had died.
还有你能够为死去的亲人代购这些赎罪券。
The Roman Catholic Church in those days.In fact, even today, right, still continue to preach about purgatory.
当时的罗马天主教，甚至今天的也一样，他们继续传扬有炼狱这回事。
That when you die, you go to an intermediate place whereby there is much burning and torture.
他们的教导就是，当一个人离开世界，会去到炼狱这个地方被火烧。
And if you don't want your loved one to stay there, you go and buy these tickets which are vested with the power of the Pope to give them forgiveness.
如果你不要你的亲人待在炼狱这个地方受苦，你就要去买赎罪券，因为这个赎罪券有教宗赋予的能力。
And of course, the more money you buy, the faster, the more powerful the forgiveness ticket, the faster the soul will spring from purgatory.
当然你买越多这些赎罪券，你的亲人的灵魂就会更快的离开这个炼狱。
This is a totally unbiblical teaching and practice.
这样的教导呢，完全是不符合圣经的。
The Bible clearly says that if you want to have eternal life, in order to have eternal life, what you need to do is to repent of your sins and believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that God has raised him from the dead, and then you will find salvation.
因为圣经很清楚地教导我们，如果我们要得到永远的生命，我们就要来认罪悔改，接受耶稣为我们的救主，因为神使耶稣从死里复活了。
And so we thank God for the reformers which he has raised in those days, of which today we want to remember three in the sermon, and God willing, one later in the video, right, to be shown at the English Adult and Youth Sunday School.
因此我们非常感谢神兴起了这些宗教改革家。今天在讲道里，我们要提到三位，然后稍后在我们的成人和少年的主日学英文堂的，我们会看一段录影带，关于另外一个宗教改革家。The
first one is an evangelist.
第一个是一个宣教，一个传福音的。
And this evangelist is none other than Martin Luther.
而这个去传福音的就是马丁路德了。
And when Martin Luther saw this ill practice of the sale of forgiveness tickets, he was filled with righteous zeal and anger.
当马丁路德看到罗马天主教在售卖这些赎罪券，他就充满了义的愤怒。
And so on the 31st of October 1517, he nailed his 95 theses on the door of the castle of Windenburg.
因此在1517年10月30日，他在魏登堡的教堂外面就钉了95条论纲，
presenting arguments why the sale of these forgiveness tickets, the sale of these indulgences, was wrong.
他的论纲指出了为什么售卖这些赎罪券是错误的。
And Martin Luther will continue to stand for against these false practices and teachings of the Roman Catholic Church throughout his life.
马丁路德在他一生中呢，都公开的指出了罗马天主教这样的做法是如何是错误的，并且与他对立。He
was a person that was given great courage by the Lord.
主赐给他很大的勇气。
So much so that when he was called to stand before the council, he refused to compromise.
直到他甚至在面对审讯的时候，他也不肯妥协。
They asked him to denounce his writings.
他们要他否认了，要悔改他所写的。
And his reply was that he must go according to his good conscience. And of course, his conscience is one that is controlled by the word of God.
他的回答是，他要根据他良好的良知来回答，而他良好的良知呢，是由神的话语控制住的。And
so he said that unless you can show me that my writings are contrary to the word of God, I will not recant my writings.
他说，如果你能够指出我所写的是与神的话语对立，否则我是不会公开认错的。And
so therefore, by him, we have the pure gospel of God.
因此，通过马丁路德，我们就得到这最纯的福音了。And
what are these fundamentals of the gospels which are being declared today?
而今天我们在宣讲这纯正的福音的时候，提到了什么要点呢？
Salvation is by grace alone.
那么我们的救恩呢，是只有通过恩典的。
By faith alone.
唯独通过信心的。
In Christ alone,
唯有通过耶稣基督的,
in God's word alone,
唯有通过神的话语,
and all this is for God's glory alone.
而这一切呢，都是唯独要神的名得到荣耀的。
And so how we thank God for the good testimony of Martin Luther.
因此我们要为, 马丁路德的好见证来感谢神。
On 31st of October 1517,
在1517年10月31日,
and that's why we have Reformation Sunday on the last Sunday of October.
因此我们每年呢，都在10月的最后一个主日来纪念宗教改革。
Sadly, today, 31st October is remembered for Halloween, not for Reformation.
可悲的是，现在的10月31号，人们是庆祝万圣节。
People want to remember witches and black magic.
人们要相信巫术和那些巫婆。
They want to celebrate falsehood.
他们要庆祝假的东西。
I hope none of you here are involved in these things.
我希望我们当中没有任何一个人参与这种万圣节的活动。
Remember the truth instead.
反而要纪念真理。
Remember Martin Luther and what the Lord had accomplished through him.
纪念马丁路德，纪念神通过马丁路德所成就的。
So that's the first reformer that we want to remember.
今天这是第一个我们要纪念的宗教改革家。
Remember, he is an evangelist.
记得他是一个传福音的人。
The second reformer that we want to remember is a theologian.
第二个宗教改革家我们要纪念的，他是一个神学家。
A theologian and also a pastor.
一个神学家也是一个牧师。
And who is he?
他是谁？
Who was he? Yeah.His name is John Calvin.
他是约翰加尔文。
And John Calvin was a person who was given a very astute mind by the Lord to be able to understand the deep theology of Scripture.
约翰加尔文呢，神赋予他非常精密的头脑，他能够明白神话语很深奥的道理。
And yet he was also given a gift whereby he was able to also put all these doctrines.In a very systematic manner for people to understand and learn.
而神也特别给他恩赐，好让他能够把这些教义呢很有系统的写出来，好让人们可以明白。
And so this young Frenchman was led by the Lord at the age of 26 to compile the first edition of a systematic theology called Institutes of the Christian Religion.
所以这个年轻的法国人在他26岁的时候呢，神就帮助他组织了第一套系统神学的第一版。
How many of you here are above 26?
我们当中有多少人超过26岁了？
Well, by the time he has reached your age, he has written his systematic theology.
而他在26岁的时候，他已经写了这系统神学。
Who is 26 here?
这里有谁是26岁的呢？
Put up your hand.
把手举起来。
Okay, so some of the ladies here.
我们当中有些姐妹是26岁。
We await your systematic theology.
我们等候你的系统神学。
Well, this must be something that can only be accomplished by the grace of God.
要写这系统神学呢，唯有通过神的恩典。
And then later on, the Lord led him to also be the pastor of the city of Geneva.
稍后呢，神也带领了约翰加尔文呢，在日内瓦一个教会做牧师。
Actually, he was quite unwilling to be the pastor of that city.
事实上，他不是很情愿在这个地方做牧师。
But one of his friends said, "Right, God curse your study if you do not become the pastor of this place."
但是他一个朋友告诉他，神会咒诅你的学习，如果你不在这个城市当牧师。
So he became the pastor of the city, and lo and behold, this city became the pearl of Europe.
那么他就在这个城市做牧师，然后我们就看到了这个城市成为欧洲的一颗珠宝。
Yes, this city of Geneva was known for such purity of life that it became a modern, the very model of what a Christian center should be like.
这日内瓦呢，因为它所传扬的是非常纯粹的福音呢，它就成为了一个典范。
Now today we like to talk about a Swiss standard of living.
今天我们很喜欢谈到瑞士级的生活。
How many of you aspire to a Swiss standard of living?
我们当中有多少人希望有这样像瑞士这样的生活水准呢？
Now, if you want a Swiss standard of living, you should look at how the Swiss lived during the time of John Calvin.
如果你想要有这样的生活水准，你必须要看在约翰加尔文时代，当时的瑞士人是的生活是怎么样的。
That is the true Swiss standard of living.
那才是真正的瑞士的生活水准。
Because they in those days they strive to live according to the scriptures. There was true spiritual beauty in the life of the people.
因为当时候他们真的是竭力来跟 竭力地根据神的话语来过活的。
So look to that Swiss standard of living. Today's Swiss standard of living is a fake one.
那样的瑞士的生活水准才是我们所要效法的。今天的瑞士的水准是假的。
Because the Swiss standard of living in those days was a scriptural standard of living.
因为在约翰教文时代的瑞士的生活水准是完全根据圣经的。
And so that was one of the beautiful things that came out of the Reformation.
这是从宗教改革所引发出来的一件非常美好的事。
So that's the second reformer we want to remember.
这是今天我们所要纪念的第二个宗教改革家。
So far we have an evangelist.
我们刚才已经讨论了一个去宣讲福音的。
Then we have one who was a theologian and pastor.
一个神学家，也是一个牧师。
Then what is the last one?
那第三位是谁呢？
Well, the last one we are going to consider is a translator.
第三位我们所要讨论的是一个翻译者。
And who is this translator?
这个翻译者是谁呢？
Well, this translator is William Tyndale.
他就是丁威廉了。
And this man from a very young age was filled with this desire to hand the common people God's word in a language in which they can understand.
这个人呢，他从很年轻的时候就有这样一个心智，他希望当时的老百姓能够通过自己的语言来读圣经。
And he was also very put off by many of the so-called religious teachers in those days because he realized that many of the religious teachers don't even know God's word.
他也很厌恶当时的宗教的人士，因为他们当中有许多人根本不认识神的话语。
And so he sought to translate the scriptures from the Hebrew and the Greek.
所以他尝试把圣经从希伯来文和希腊文翻译。
But as he tried to do so, he was heavily persecuted.
但是当他在这么做的时候，他得到很大的逼害。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the Roman Catholic Church did not have this desire for the people to know the Bible, to know the scriptures.
因为罗马天主教不希望当时的人能够来认识圣经。
They knew that if the scriptures were to be distributed, everybody would be able to see from the scriptures that whatsoever they did was wrong.
因为如果当时人们能够读到圣经的话，就会发现罗马天主教所做的是错误的。
And so he had to run from place to place in order to get God's word published and distributed to the people.
因此他要从一个地方逃到另外一个地方，好让神的话语被印刷和被分派出去。
And finally, what happened to him?
最后他什么事情发生在他身上呢？
He was betrayed by a friend.
他被一个朋友出卖了。
A friend whom he trusted very much.
是他一个他非常信赖这位朋友。
And then in the end he was caught and he was burned at the stake.
最后他被捕捉了，并且被处以火刑而死。
And yet it is interesting to note that while he was at the stake, he prayed, "Oh Lord, open the eyes of the King of England."
当他被悬挂在那个木头上的时候，他的祷告是：主啊，请你打开英格兰王的眼睛。
And guess what? The eyes of the King of England indeed was opened.
那的确，这英格兰国王的眼睛就打开了。
And after that, there was the English Reformation.
过后就有了在英国的宗教改革。
And this eventually led to the publication of the 1611 King James translation of the scriptures.
那逐渐呢，就引发出在1611年呢，英王钦定本的圣经发行了。
And do you know that the King James translation, majority of it follows the translation of William Tyndale?
英王钦定本的翻译呢，很大部分都是取自于威廉丁道尔的翻译。
So many translators were involved in the translation of the King James Bible.
英皇钦定本的翻译工作呢，有非常多的人参与。
And yet in the end, they realized that the renderings that they should adopt would be very close to that of Tyndale.
但是到最后他们发现呢，他们所 所做的跟威廉丁道尔所做的是非常相似的。
See how God used William Tyndale?
我们看到神如何使用了威廉丁道尔。
And so because of men such as this, right, the scriptures were distributed far and wide.
因为像他这样的人，因此圣经可以分散到 各处。
And this was aided also by the invention of the printing press during the time of the Reformation.
也是在宗教改革时期，印刷术的发明呢，使到这些圣经呢能够分派到各个地方。
Before the Reformation, there was this person called John Wycliffe who tried to distribute the scriptures.
在宗教改革之前，有一位称为约翰·魏克里夫的，他也曾经想要把圣经分派出去。
But it was difficult for him to do so because many of the translated scriptures had to be copied by hand.
但是他很困难这么做，因为很多被翻译的圣经的经文呢，必须要用手去抄的。
And so the process was slow.
所以这个过程非常的缓慢。
But once you have the printing press,
但是一旦你有这个印刷术的发明，
you can produce many copies of the Bible rapidly.
你就可以很快的印出了许多圣经。
All this is the hand of God in history.
都是神在历史上，神的手在历史上工作的。
And because all these men, they truly lived by faith and they refused to compromise the truth, so therefore today we can have God's word in our hands.
因着这些人，他们真的执意凭着信心而活，不肯妥协，因此今天我们手中才能够有神的话语。
And the sad thing today is because God's word is so readily available, sometimes we fail to appreciate how much blood was shed in order that people today can read the truth.
但是可悲的是，因为今天我们很容易得到这本圣经， 我们不能够体会到有多少的人的血流了，我们今天才能够有圣经。
And so therefore, the Bible may be published and printed, but it is placed on the shelf and not read.
因此圣经虽然出版被印刷了，但是常常我们就放在书架上，没有拿下来读。
The Bible app may be in the phones, but it's the least accessed of all the applications.
但是我们圣经呢，我们也有这样的 里面也储存了圣经在我们的手机里，但是我们也不去读它。
How sad.
这是非常可悲的。
And even if we may read it, yet sometimes we do not even want to follow and to obey.
即使我们去读它，我们也不愿意去跟随神的话语。
But if we truly consider the rich heritage that's been handed down from the reformers, we will begin to understand how much we need to read God's word.
但是如果我们能够体会到由这些宗教改革家所遗留下来的是何等丰富的遗产呢，我们就真的要去读圣经了。
Why they need to go through so much?
为什么他们要经历这么多的患难呢？
Because they wanted to live for the glory of God.
因为他们愿意为神的荣耀而活。
And their desire is that people in their generation and their generations to come may find eternal life.
因为他们所立志的就是他们那一代的人以及将来的人都能够得到救恩。
And so we too must have the same spirit today.
因此今天我们也要有与他们一样的精神。
The Bible Presbyterian Church was founded on such a spirit.
笃信圣经长老会就是以这样的精神来建立的。
In the 20th century, there was much denunciation of the fundamentals of the Christian faith.
在20世纪呢，很多很圣经关于圣经的很基要的教义呢，都被撇弃了。
But there was a man which God has raised called Karl McIntyre, who who founded the Bible Presbyterian movement in America.
但是神却兴起了一个叫加尔麦肯泰尔的, 他在美国就成立了这个笃信圣经长老会的宗教运动。
He was also the founder of the International Council of Christian Churches. Now this council stands against the ecumenical movement, which teaches that all religions are one.
他也是这个基督教国际理事会的创办人, 那么这个理事会呢, 是以普世教会的教义对立的。
This ecumenical movement will be used by Satan later to bring about the one world system.
因为撒旦稍后将会用这个普世教会运动呢, 来建立的一国, 一个世界的统治。
And the Reverend Timothy To studied under Carl McIntyre, and the Lord used him to come back to Singapore to found the Bible Presbyterian movement in Singapore.
那杜祥辉牧师呢是麦肯泰尔的学生, 神带领他回到新加坡以后呢，就创立了笃信圣经长老会。
And many battles were fought against false doctrine, false practices.
他们与这些假的教义、假的 做法呢，就打了许多场战役。
What about us today?
那我们今天又是怎么样的呢？
Please understand that the world is not getting better and better, the world is getting worse and worse.
请大家明白，现在世界不是逐渐好转，反而是越来越糟糕了。
We are living in increasing perilous times because the end times are coming and then Jesus Christ will soon return.
我们其实是活在非常危险的时代，因为现在已经是末世了，主耶稣基督很快就会再回来。So
the danger only increases, and the need to stand for the truth, of course, must be there.
这危险性越大，就是我们要更加的为真理而站立。We
must be like the reformers of old.
我们要像以前的那些宗教改革家一样。And
learn from history.
从历史当中学习。
Don't forget the Roman Church initially began well.
不要忘记罗马教会一开始是好的。
As seen in Romans chapter 1.
我们可以在罗马书第一章看到。
Sorry, not Romans chapter 1, the Epistle of Romans. As you can see from the Epistle of Romans.
而是我们可以从整本罗马书可以看到罗马教会一开始是好的。
But after that became corrupt.
但是逐渐的，他们变成腐败了。What
about the Bible Presbyterian Church?
那么笃信圣经长老会又怎么样呢？
Will the movement become a monument?
这样的一个行动呢，是不是稍后只成一个古迹罢了？
Or we will become a monument if we forget the Reformation.
如果我们忘记宗教改革呢，这整个运动稍后可能只是一栋建筑物而已。But
if we truly remember the Reformation and imbibe in the same spirit in the heart, well, perhaps one more generation to go.
但是如果我们铭记宗教改革，并且把这个精神呢深藏于我们心中, 那可能下一代还能够秉持这个宗教改革精神。
May we never forget the Reformation.
但愿我们永远不会忘记宗教改革。
Let us pray.
那我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
we thank thee, O Lord, how you have raised up men from of old who stood firm for the truth.
我们感谢你在以前你兴起这些人，并且帮助他们为真理而站立。
And Lord, we thank thee that because of them, today we may have thy word in our hands.
我们也感谢你，因着他们，今天我们手中能够拥有你的话语。
And it is through thy word that we have life. It is through thy word that we have light.
也是通过你的话语，我们才能够有生命，有亮光。
And so, Lord, we are so grateful for thy work in history during the 16th century Reformation.
所以我们非常感谢你在16世纪你就兴起了这个宗教改革的运动。
And so we pray, O Lord, that today we will also have that same spirit.
我们祷告今天我们能够拥有同样的精神。
Like just as how the saints of old has walked in faith, we too will also walk in faith.
就好像以前的圣徒如何凭着信心而活，我们祷告我们也能够这样做。
May Christ Jesus be our all in all.
愿主耶稣基督就是我们的全部。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.